Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good evening, and everywhere to you. This is Jacob Tolley on Money for Your Ass. Today's episode, I am coming back for... I'm sorry I was off for about like a couple of weeks. My last episode was on September the 14th. I forgot what day it is today. But anyway... Today's Friday. I really don't care what the number is, but anyway. What I'm really wanting to tell you is, Band Lab, when those jackasses kicked me off of Band Lab, that was pretty well dirty. And the only thing I was doing on Band Lab is trying to get my music career going. And then when you have somebody, it actually used the N-word. Somebody wanted to be a racist and try to start a racial conflict. And I tried to stop it. And that's why I got kicked off. I tried my damnedest to stop something like that, and you know what? Every time I try something like that, it just doesn't go well. But I'm not going to talk about that anymore. After I get done boycotting the music industry, I'm not going to stop boycotting until I do get in the music industry. I'm not going to stop boycotting until I do. This political garbage has got to go. The rich keep on getting richer when the poor gets on getting poorer. And if you say anything about it, they'll call you a racist and everything else. And then when somebody actually uses the N-word, you're going to be labeled as a racist instead of them. The teenagers has no respect for nobody. They have no respect for nobody. The teenagers have no respect. You got teenagers in the music industry that thinks they're better than everybody. And they would make millions and millions of dollars. Well, me, I'm a simple poor man. Sure, I do podcasting. You want to know how I got my podcasting? I'm actually broadcasting for free. I don't even get paid for it. Look it up, everybody. Go on Anchor and look it up. They build my podcast for me. All I have to do is just start one. It's not easy to start one. Sure, it's easy to start one way, but it's not easy another way. But the thing about it is, you got music places like Band Lab and all the rest of them. If you get kicked out of one, you're actually kicked out of, you got kicked out of all of them. They ain't none of them would want you if you get kicked out. If you get kicked out of one, you're kicked out of all of them for some reason. That's how fucked up the music industry is. That's why I want everybody to get together and let's boycott the music industry forever. I am sick and tired of the rich people rubbing their damn shit in the poor people's face, especially mine. I am so sick and tired of it. Oh, I got a Lamborghini, look at me. Oh, I got a limousine, look at me. Oh, I got $1 million, look at me. They will rub that shit in their faces. They will never stop rubbing that shit in your face. They will never stop until they take everything away from the poor. They'll never stop. The rich people will take everything yin's got away. We call them politicians. We call them a lot of things. Whoever has money, fame, and power, guess what? We're their fucking slaves. We're tired of being their slaves. I am so sick and tired of the rich people having everything. I want to take it all away from them. I want to take everything away from them. And redistribution of property and wealth. That's right. Redistribution of property and wealth. They don't need that stuff anymore. We're sick of this crap. We are absolutely sick. Oh, you're a politician? Oh, guess what? You're not going to get that limousine. You're not going to have that Lamborghini anymore. You're not going to have none of that anymore. Whatever money you do have, I'm sorry, you're going to have an early retirement. You're going to have an early retirement because we're sick of you. We are sick and tired of the poor people getting so poor. And the rich keeps on getting so rich, rich and rich and rich and rich. They don't need all this money. Where's all this money coming from? Where is all this money even coming from, for God's sakes? And they use the power to destroy the poor people in every way. The music industry is a Ponzi scheme. Bottom line, they need to be boycotted. The movies, they also need to be boycotted because they're also a Ponzi scheme. I tried to get into acting. They wouldn't even want me no way. 2 or 3 years ago, I wanted to get in as an actor. Couldn't get in. I've asked a lot of them way before this coronavirus even come out. They wouldn't even consider me as an actor. They wouldn't even want me. I've tried every time to do something. And you know what? The only thing I could do is podcast. I can do my music on my podcast, but you know what? I don't have that many listeners. I don't have that many listeners. All because the rich people keeps on getting rich with their Ponzi schemes. You know what? We're getting sick and tired of the Ponzi schemes. We are. We're getting sick of it. We've been the divided states of America for too long. Now it's time to unite as one nation under God and start getting along with one another and get rid of these Ponzi schemers once and for all. We need to start boycotting these jackasses and be done with it. And I'm telling you, I am so sick and tired of the rich people doing this. They constantly rub that shit in our faces every single time. They're laughing at us. All the politicians, all the rich people. When I say rich people, that means politicians, government, and all the rest of them. They're rich too. Look that up, dickheads. Look that up, you son of a bitches. Because I'm going to tell you this. This is over. These damn rich people in the politics, We're sick of it. We are sick and tired of all the corrupt bullshit. We're sick of it. You want to get rid of racism? Get rid of the rich people first. You want to get rid of racism? Get rid of the rich people. And the politicians. Get rid of all them bastards. Then you can stop the racism. Then you can unite the people as one. People can get along without the government. And they can. Back before this country was even discovered or even made, the Indians, the American Indians, they all got along. They all got along way before we came along and fucked everything up. Way before we came along and fucked everything up. Look that Indian history up. Study your Indian history. I'm not talking about the Indian Indians. I'm talking about the American Indians. I'm not talking about India. India is where the losers goes to be loser ties. And I'm going to tell you this. For my own benefits, I am sick and tired of rich keep on getting rich, poor getting poor, crime going around, and all the news focusing on one dumbass when they should be focusing on something important. It's like this coronavirus, for example. The media's only focus on Donald fucking Trump. On Donald Trump. They're only focused on him 24/7. And not on the coronavirus situation. So, I don't care if Donald Trump sucked a guy's dick on a sidewalk. I don't care. We need to go with something important like the coronavirus. How bad this virus is. What the hell we're going to do about it. But you know what? They can't come up with the cure because you know why? They want the poor people to die off. When the poor people dies off, guess what? The rich people are going to have all the money and wealth in the world, and they're going to laugh at you poor people. Let's face it. Face it. You're so screwed, poor people. The rich people's going to laugh at you day in, day out. Are you sick and tired of that? Are you sick and tired of the rich being rich? Well, today, the rich people's going to make fun of you. They're going to laugh at you no matter what you do or say. Today, you're the complete loser. You're pathetic. You're a pathetic piece of white trash. It will never protest against the rich. If you don't boycott, if we all don't get together and boycott the music industry, you're worthless. You're the worthless piece of white trash I have ever seen in my life. And that's for a fact. And I'm telling you, for your own benefit, we need to start getting along as human beings every day. You don't have to like each other or even love each other. You don't even have to care for one another. But we need to get together. We all need to get together as human beings and start getting along as people. We need to bring back to humanity the way it should be. But all this other crap, these Ponzi schemers, it's in the music industry, they need to be boycotted. Because if you don't, you are a worthless piece of garbage. You're nothing but a sorry ass Walmart shopper. Or a sorry ass Dollar Tree crap guy. That's all you're going to be. Prove to me that you're not a sorry ass Walmart shopper. Start going out there and let's boycott like you have never boycotted before. Because if you don't, you are nothing but a sorry ass Walmart piece of garbage. Smelly old Walmart shopper. The worst of the worst. And you can't get no lower than that. That's what the rich people says about you. You can't get no lower than that. Whatsoever. And that's what the rich people always thinks about you. Always. So let's get out there and let's boycott like we have never boycotted before. I am Jacob Tolley, your host on Money for Your Ass. And now let's get along and let's get together and solve the problem. I am Jacob Tolley, your host on Money for Your Ass. Goodbye.